Ciao, buona giornata. Welcome to AI Innovations Unleashed, the podcast designed to help you understand why robots are going to take over the world. I'm your MC Nex, and with me is my caretaker, Dr. JR. And here's what you've all been waiting for. I once had a dream I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted.
Okay. Anyway, hey there, folks. Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed, the podcast that takes you deep into the world of artificial intelligence and makes it fun while doing it. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're diving into parts of AI that don't always make the headlines. Biases and algorithms, the impacts on jobs, and the big ethical questions we all need to consider. If you tuned in to our last episode, you've already been using AI and you didn't even know it, we pulled back the curtain on how AI is already running the show in our daily lives, from Face ID on your phone to Netflix knowing what you want to watch before even you do, and even the sneaky way AI powers the shopping recommendations you can't escape. Hint, it's like having a digital detective watching your every move. We talked about how AI is embedded in so many of the tools we use every day, whether we realize it or not. But today, we're turning the spotlight on the darker side of AI, the hidden biases and algorithms, the fear that AI might take over all of our jobs, and the ethical dilemmas that come with it. These are the issues we need to think about as we continue to integrate AI into our lives. Are the tools we love making us better? Or is something more sinister going on behind the scenes? Joining me once again is Sam Rivera, who's here to help break it all down. Sam, great to have you back.
Glad to be back.
So, let's start with something everyone can relate to. Picture this. You're at the self-checkout line at your local grocery store. You scan your items, and you're about to pay when the system suddenly beeps at you. It says, "Please wait for assistance." You try again. Same thing. Why? Because it thinks that you've skipped an item, but you didn't. The AI, for whatever reason, is just glitching.
Ah, the classic self-checkout AI failure. Anyone who's been through one of those lines knows exactly what you're talking about. It's frustrating, right? But here's the kicker. What happened at that checkout is kind of like what happens when AI systems are trained on biased data. Just like the glitch made a false assumption, AI systems, like the ones used in hiring or healthcare, can make false or harmful decisions based on bad data.
Exactly. Now, let's think about this glitch beyond just the grocery store. These AI systems aren't just making mistakes in a single retail setting. They're increasingly being used in all sorts of spaces, from banking to healthcare and even customer service. If your bank's fraud detection system, for instance, falsely flags your perfectly legitimate transaction as suspicious, it could freeze your account at a critical moment, causing a major inconvenience.
Right, and these glitches in AI can have ripple effects that go beyond just the frustration we feel in the moment. Think about AI in other sectors. In healthcare, for example, AI-powered diagnostic tools could misinterpret medical images, potentially delaying or preventing correct treatment for patients. If the AI's decision-making is flawed, the outcomes could be life-altering, just like how that glitch at self-checkout makes you feel like you're being wrongly accused of something you didn't do. Now multiply that by the stakes of healthcare, finance, or legal systems.
It's kind of unsettling, isn't it, that false positive in an AI system at a checkout line is annoying, but that same kind of malfunction happening in a place like a hospital could be catastrophic. And yet, here we are, allowing AI systems to take more and more control over areas where human judgment used to be the backbone. So, should we be trusting AI more or less in these environments?
It's definitely a double-edged sword. On one hand, AI can greatly enhance efficiency. For example, AI-powered customer service chatbots can handle thousands of customer inquiries at once, reducing wait times and freeing up human agents for more complex issues. Self-checkouts and AI-driven ordering systems, like those used in fast food restaurants, are all designed to speed things up and reduce the number of staff required. For businesses, this means less overhead, which can lead to cost savings. In theory, these efficiencies can drive prices down and provide consumers with quicker, easier services.
But, of course, there's the other side of that coin. What happens when things go wrong? When AI systems glitch at a checkout, there's usually someone around to fix it. But what if there aren't enough people to troubleshoot these issues? If we push too much AI automation, there's a risk of creating an experience where humans are less involved in the process, which could make it harder to resolve problems when things don't go as planned.
Exactly. It's one thing to deal with an AI glitch at the grocery store. You can walk to another lane, talk to a cashier, and get the help you need. But imagine this happening in something like insurance claims processing. If an AI algorithm is in charge of approving claims and it's malfunctioning or biased, customers might be left in limbo for days or even weeks without knowing where their claims stand. This could lead to serious customer dissatisfaction, lost trust, and potential lawsuits. So while the AI might save companies money, it could also cost them in reputation and lost business.
And that's a key point. AI can save time and money in some instances, but it doesn't have the emotional intelligence or the ability to think critically in the way a human employee can. A human cashier at a checkout can look at your items, notice something's wrong, and then use their judgment to quickly correct the issue. An AI, however, is bound by its programming and limited by the data it's trained on, and if that data is flawed, or if it encounters a situation outside its parameters, it can't respond flexibly the way a human could.
Right? And while we're talking about the potential cons, there's also the human element. In situations where customers or patients need empathy, compassion, or nuanced decision-making, AI just can't replace that. A customer might be frustrated with the system, but a human agent can hear them out, understand their frustration, and offer a solution in a way that builds trust.
True, true. So, when we talk about businesses adopting more AI versus having human staff checkouts or services, there are definitely pros and cons. The main advantage is efficiency, right? Companies can streamline operations, reduce labor costs, and provide faster service, which is great for both customers and businesses. But on the flip side, when AI fails, whether it's in healthcare, finance, or retail, those failures can compound quickly and have significant negative impacts.
That's the dilemma businesses face right now. It's not just about what AI can do, but what it should do. Sure, AI can automate processes and save money, but it's not infallible. There's a real risk if companies lean too heavily on AI without proper safeguards and human oversight. AI works best as a tool that enhances what humans are already doing, allowing us to focus on tasks that require emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and creativity.
So, a balanced approach seems to be the key. Use AI where it makes sense. Things like handling repetitive tasks, processing large volumes of data, or streamlining basic customer service functions. But when it comes to areas that require nuanced judgment or empathy, maybe it's better to leave those tasks in the hands of humans, who are better equipped to handle unexpected or complex situations. And just like how the self-checkout AI thinks it knows what's going on and starts beeping at you, AI in hiring or healthcare can make judgments based on faulty assumptions. The problem is, in both cases, these AI systems aren't trying to be unfair. They're just relying on the data they've been trained on, which might not be complete or balanced. And in the case of job candidates or patients, those assumptions can lead to real-world harm.
That's right, JR. The bias we see in AI systems is often rooted in the data that's used to train them. If the training data reflects historical inequalities, whether it's a pattern of discrimination in hiring or disparities in healthcare access, then the AI is likely to perpetuate those same biases. And that's a big concern, especially in fields like hiring and healthcare, where decisions can impact people's futures and well-being.
Let's talk about hiring first. One of the most well-known cases was Amazon's AI-powered recruiting tool, which was scrapped in 2018 because it was biased against women. Amazon had built an AI tool to screen resumes and recommend candidates for technical positions, but the tool was trained on resumes submitted to Amazon over the previous 10 years, and the overwhelming majority of those came from male candidates. So, the AI learned to favor resumes with male-associated keywords like aggressive, competitive, and leadership. Essentially, the AI was designed to favor male candidates, especially for tech roles.
Exactly. And this wasn't just an isolated glitch. The AI was so deeply biased that it actively downgraded resumes that included the word women, or even words like female, when describing past work experiences. For example, it would penalize resumes where applicants had worked on women's coding programs or projects aimed at increasing diversity in tech.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it? You would think that an AI system could objectively assess qualifications, but when it's trained on data that's already discriminatory, it just replicates those biases, creating a barrier for qualified women in tech. And this is just one example of AI in hiring. These types of biases are a major concern across various industries.
And it's not just in tech. Bias can also show up in hiring tools that screen for criminal records, credit histories, and other factors. AI systems might unintentionally favor certain socioeconomic backgrounds or ethnic groups based on historical data that reflects systemic inequality. For example, a hiring algorithm might use zip code data to determine the likelihood of a candidate being a good employee. But if those zip codes correspond to historically underrepresented or marginalized communities, the AI could unfairly filter out qualified candidates simply because of where they live.
It's a tricky web to untangle. But what about healthcare? AI has the potential to revolutionize the way doctors diagnose disease and treat patients, but it can also inherit the same biases. There have been some shocking examples of AI tools making biased medical decisions that disproportionately harm minority groups.
That's a huge concern, JR. One of the most well-documented cases of AI bias in healthcare came from a widely used algorithm called Optum's Health Algorithms, which was found to underestimate the healthcare needs of Black patients. This algorithm was designed to help doctors prioritize care by predicting which patients were at the greatest risk of future medical problems. However, it was trained on healthcare spending data, which was a flawed indicator of health risk. The problem? Black patients, on average, have less access to healthcare, so they tend to spend less on healthcare services, even when they are just as ill as their white counterparts. As a result, the algorithm ended up prioritizing white patients over Black patients, even when they had the same medical conditions. In one study, researchers found that the algorithm could significantly underdiagnose the needs of Black patients, leading to delayed or inadequate care.
That's an incredibly dangerous oversight. If an algorithm designed to help doctors allocate care is unintentionally directing attention away from the patients who need it the most, it's not just a glitch, it's a systemic issue. AI systems can help doctors make faster decisions, but only if they're grounded in accurate, equitable data. Without that, they can do more harm than good.
Exactly. And it's not just one algorithm. There have been several instances where AI tools in healthcare have shown biases against minority groups. In facial recognition software, for example, studies have found that many AI systems are less accurate at identifying people with darker skin tones. This means that if AI systems are used in medical settings to interpret images like x-rays or skin condition diagnoses, they could miss critical issues in people with darker skin, potentially leading to misdiagnoses or delayed treatments.
That's another big issue. When an AI system is trained predominantly on data from lighter-skinned individuals, it won't necessarily be able to make accurate diagnoses for people of different races or ethnicities. That's why diversity in healthcare data is so crucial. If an algorithm is only trained on data from one demographic, it can't be expected to serve everyone equally.
And this is where the human element remains so important. AI can assist doctors, but it can't replace them. When AI fails, or when it's based on flawed assumptions, it's up to human professionals to catch those errors and make decisions that consider the full context of a patient's health. That's why we need diverse, inclusive data sets and continuous oversight to ensure that AI works for everyone.
Exactly. And AI in healthcare isn't just about avoiding bias. It's about improving outcomes for everyone. If used correctly, AI can help doctors provide more accurate diagnoses, recommend better treatments, and ultimately save lives. But only if we make sure the systems are fair, transparent, and properly monitored.
The potential is there, JR, but we've got to be vigilant. The problem is not AI itself, but how we design and deploy these systems. If we allow biased data or a lack of oversight to influence decision-making, we could see even more harm than good.
It's the responsibility of developers, healthcare providers, and policymakers to ensure AI is used ethically and in ways that promote fairness, equity, and transparency. Whether it's in hiring, healthcare, or any other area, we need to hold AI accountable, just as we would hold a human decision maker accountable.
Absolutely, JR. We're still in the early stages of AI's integration into critical sectors. And the more we can recognize these biases and address them up front, the more potential AI has to make a real positive difference in our lives.
So, we've talked a lot about how AI systems can inherit biases from the data they're trained on, and how human intervention is essential to help reduce those biases. But here's the bigger question. When an AI makes a mistake, whether it's an unfair hiring decision or a misdiagnosis in healthcare, who is ultimately responsible?
That's the million-dollar question, JR. When we talk about AI, we often think of it as a black box, something that operates on its own, making decisions behind the scenes. But the reality is, AI is built by people, trained on data collected by people, and deployed by companies. So while it might seem like the AI is at fault, the responsibility usually lies with the developers, the organizations, and the data that's fed into it. It's a bit like building a car. It might crash due to a faulty part, but ultimately it's the manufacturer, the engineers, and sometimes even the suppliers of the materials who are accountable.
Exactly. And this brings us to the topic of biases. How do they occur in AI, and why is it so difficult to completely weed them out? We've discussed Amazon's based hiring tool, and the issue with AI in healthcare, but these problems aren't just one-off mistakes. They're systemic issues rooted in how AI is developed and trained.
It all starts with the data. AI learns from the data it's given, and if that data reflects historical inequalities or bias, whether intentional or unintentional, the AI will replicate those biases. Take hiring, for example. If an AI is trained on resumes from a specific demographic, like predominantly white male applicants, it will learn to favor that demographic when making decisions. But it's not that the AI is choosing to be biased. It's simply reflecting the patterns it's been taught.
Right. So biases in AI are a direct result of the biases in the training data. And that's where it gets tricky. The data we use to train AI system comes from the real world, and the real world is full of bias. Whether it's in hiring, policing, or healthcare, these are systemic issues that have been in place for decades or even centuries. AI systems can't escape that reality unless we actively correct the data that they learn from.
Exactly. The problem with bias in AI is that it's not always visible right away. It can be subtle and emerge over time, particularly when AI systems are deployed in real-world environments. For instance, when an AI tool is put in place to decide who gets an interview or a loan, the biases embedded in the data might lead to a discriminatory outcome, but it won't necessarily be immediately obvious to the people using it. This makes it hard to spot and harder to fix. The more AI is used, the more it reinforces those biases, unless someone actively steps in to review and adjust it.
So it's like a feedback loop. The AI system makes decisions based on the data, and those decisions influence future decisions. If left unchecked, the bias gets reinforced over time, making it harder to eliminate. And here's the kicker. Those biases aren't always obvious. Sometimes they're deeply ingrained in the way that we collect and use data, so even when we try to fix things, there's no easy solution.
Exactly. It's not like you can just press a button and debias an AI system. Bias can show up in so many ways, like racial bias in predictive policing or gender bias in hiring, and identifying all the ways it manifests is incredibly difficult. Plus, the people creating the AI are often unaware of their own unconscious biases, which can seep into the data they use and the models they build. This is why human intervention, constant auditing, data review, and ethical oversight is so important.
So, ultimately, while AI systems can certainly help us solve problems and make processes more efficient, they're not perfect. The biases they inherit from the data can lead to unfair outcomes, and if those biases aren't caught early, they can become even more entrenched over time. But this raises another question. What happens when something goes wrong, and who is held accountable for the harm caused by the AI?
That's the real challenge. When AI systems make decisions that harm people, whether by denying them a job, refusing medical care, or sending them to prison, it's hard to know who's responsible. Is it the developers who built the system, the company that deployed it, or the data providers who supplied the biased data in the first place? That's why regulation and accountability are key. As we push for more AI integration in critical sectors, we need clear guidelines on who takes responsibility when things go wrong.
Right. And this is where regulation comes into play. Governments, tech companies, and even the general public need to have a say in how AI is being used. We need rules and frameworks that ensure AI systems are fair, transparent, and accountable, especially when they have the potential to affect people's lives in such significant ways. Coming up, we'll continue discussing the challenges of AI bias and how companies can minimize it, but we're going to pause for a quick sponsor break.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter Next Wave AI Strategies, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At Next Wave AI Strategies, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer, a partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies, and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at nextwaveaistrategies.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
Welcome back. Now that we've covered the challenges AI bias presents, especially in fields like hiring and healthcare, a question from a listener asked, what can companies do to minimize bias from the very beginning?
While it may be difficult to eliminate all bias, there are a number of proactive steps companies can take to minimize it right from the start. It all begins with a thoughtful and intentional approach to data collection, model training, and ongoing monitoring. The first step is ensuring the data that AI models are trained on is as diverse and representative as possible. Bias often emerges when AI systems are trained on data that reflects historical inequalities. For instance, if you're building a hiring algorithm, the data should represent a wide variety of job applicants, including different genders, ethnicities, and backgrounds, to ensure the AI doesn't favor one demographic over another.
Right. If you're not actively sourcing a diverse range of data, the system will only reflect the biases present in historical data. So, collecting data from diverse sources, ensuring that you're representing underrepresented groups, and actively seeking out equitable data sets is crucial.
Once the data is collected, companies should implement regular data audits. This means reviewing the data for any biases that might have unintentionally been built into it. It's about asking, does this data fairly represent all groups? Does it overrepresent one group while underrepresenting another? Companies should make sure to clean the data to remove any inherent biases before it is used to train an AI model.
And that's essential because AI learns from the patterns in data. If those patterns reflect systemic biases, whether it's gender, race, or socioeconomic status, the AI will reinforce those biases in its predictions. Think of it like cleaning up a messy set of data before you use it. It's a crucial first step in making sure the AI is working with the right information.
Transparency is another critical step. Companies should be transparent about how their AI models are built and the data they are trained on. This includes clearly documenting the sources of data, the model selection process, and any potential limitations. By opening up this black box, companies can give external stakeholders, including regulators and consumers, a better understanding of how the system works and where potential biases might lie.
Transparency also helps in holding the companies accountable. If an AI system starts to show bias or unfair treatment, a company with clear documentation will be in a better position to diagnose the problem and make necessary adjustments. This way, you're not just relying on the algorithm's outputs, but actively engaging with it.
The teams building the AI play a huge role in minimizing bias as well. Companies need to prioritize diversity within the teams developing AI models. This includes bringing together people from different backgrounds, races, genders, and perspectives. Diverse teams are more likely to spot issues that others might miss, and they can bring fresh perspectives on how to ensure fairness in the AI development process.
It's like building a better mousetrap. You need a variety of perspectives to ensure the solution is robust and inclusive. If the team building the AI is homogeneous, it may overlook blind spots that a more diverse team would catch.
One of the most important steps is to build regular monitoring and feedback loops into the lifecycle of the AI system. AI is not something you set and forget. Even after it's deployed, you need to constantly monitor its outputs for signs of bias. Are certain groups being unfairly impacted by decisions? Are there emerging patterns that need to be addressed?
And that's so important. AI can change over time as it interacts with the new data. Just because it seems unbiased at launch doesn't mean it will stay that way indefinitely. Regular audits and real-time feedback are key to detecting and correcting any biases that might emerge later.
A great way to ensure ongoing fairness is by having external audits. In much the same way financial audits are conducted, independent third parties should be hired to evaluate the AI system periodically. This outside perspective helps spot any biases that may have been overlooked by the developers. Independent auditors can also provide advice on how to improve the system and ensure it is operating ethically.
It's like having a second pair of eyes on the project. Sometimes the team building the AI might become too focused on the tech itself to see potential fairness issues. A third-party review forces an unbiased perspective that can catch issues that were missed.
And finally, companies can build fairness objectives directly into their algorithms. There are advanced techniques like adversarial debiasing, where algorithms are trained to actively avoid making biased predictions. By setting fairness constraints as part of the model training, companies can work toward algorithms that prioritize fairness in their decision-making process.
And that's an interesting concept. Actively training the algorithm to recognize and counteract bias. It's about making fairness a priority from the start, not just a nice-to-have feature. The more companies build fairness into the algorithm itself, the less likely bias will become an issue later on.
So, to sum it up, JR, while AI bias may never be completely eliminated, companies can take concrete steps from the very beginning to minimize it by focusing on diverse and representative data, regular audits, transparency, diverse development teams, and fairness-conscious algorithms. Businesses can significantly reduce the potential for harmful biases to emerge in their AI systems.
Absolutely. The key is to be proactive, addressing bias from the ground up, rather than trying to fix it after the fact. By being intentional and responsible in how AI systems are designed, developed, and deployed, we can make sure that these powerful tools work for everyone, fairly and equitably. So, we've talked a lot about AI bias and accountability, but now let's dive into one of the most pressing questions people have when they think about AI's role in society. Will AI take over my job? Will robots replace human workers entirely? I think we've all seen the sci-fi movies where machines rise up and start doing everything. But in reality, is that where we're headed?
Ah, yes, the robot apocalypse we've all been warned about. While there's no doubt that AI and automation are changing the workforce, the truth is much less dramatic. AI is augmenting human work, not completely replacing it, especially when it comes to industries that require human touch, empathy, creativity, and judgment. Take healthcare, for example. AI is amazing for analyzing large sets of data, like patient records or medical images, but it can't replace a doctor's ability to connect with a patient on a human level.
Right. No matter how sophisticated AI gets, there are certain human qualities, things like empathy, emotional intelligence, and intuition that are critical in fields like healthcare, education, or customer service. Imagine a doctor using AI to diagnose a patient's condition based on medical history and imaging, but that same doctor is also able to sit with the patient, explain the diagnosis, and offer comfort during a difficult time. That emotional connection, that ability to provide empathy, that's something AI just cannot replicate.
Exactly. And when we talk about job displacement, it's important to remember that AI is not about replacing humans, but empowering them to do more complex and valuable work. For example, AI can help healthcare professionals diagnose diseases faster by analyzing medical data, but it's still the doctor who makes the final decision, considering the whole patient, taking into account personal context, emotions, and even intuition, which a machine can't do.
So, the key here is human collaboration with AI. AI might take over repetitive, data-heavy tasks like sorting patient records or analyzing medical scans, so doctors can focus on the nuanced, human-centered aspects of care. It's the same across industries. AI might handle the grunt work, but the human ability to connect, communicate, and critically assess is irreplaceable.
Exactly. And this isn't just in healthcare. Let's talk about education for a moment. AI can certainly help personalize learning for students, offering tailored exercises and feedback based on each student's progress. But the best teachers, those who inspire, empathize, and motivate, bring something special to the classroom that AI simply can't replicate. Teachers can read the room, notice when a student is struggling emotionally, or offer encouragement in ways that go beyond algorithms.
And that human touch is crucial. Teachers, healthcare workers, artists, they all bring something unique to the table that can't be replicated by AI. AI can assist, but it can't replace the creativity, emotion, and intuition that humans bring to these roles.
And that's why the future of work isn't about AI replacing jobs. It's about AI working with humans to make those jobs better. Take the creative industries, for instance. AI is already helping writers, designers, and musicians come up with new ideas by generating content, suggesting edits, and even producing initial drafts. But the magic, The spark of creativity that makes a song resonate or a painting stand out comes from humans. The artist still holds the vision. The AI is just a tool to help bring that vision to life.
Right. The idea of human-AI collaboration is a big part of where we're headed. In fact, the best results we're seeing from AI today come from this kind of partnership. You've got humans providing the creativity, emotional insight, and ethical reasoning, while AI handles the heavy lifting, like processing data, automating tasks, and even suggesting new possibilities. It's the combination of these two forces that can create a truly powerful outcome.
Exactly. And this collaboration is happening across many industries. In manufacturing, AI might optimize production lines and help prevent defects, but human workers are still essential for overseeing those machines, troubleshooting, and coming up with new ways to improve the process. In customer service, AI chatbots can handle basic inquiries, but the complex issues that require understanding, empathy, and negotiation are still handled by human agents.
So while AI might automate certain tasks, it's the human element, that ability to adapt, be creative, and connect with others, that can't be replaced. This is especially important in industries like healthcare, education, and creative fields, where human traits like empathy, critical thinking, and intuition are the foundation of the work.
And let's not forget that AI will continue to create new jobs that we haven't even thought of yet. There will be new roles in AI development, maintenance, ethics, and regulation, all of which will require human oversight to ensure that AI is being used fairly and responsibly. AI might take over certain tasks, but it will also create new roles for humans to manage, direct, and improve those systems.
And that's exactly it. AI isn't a replacement, it's a partner. It's about working together, using the strengths of both humans and machines to tackle problems more efficiently and create new opportunities. And that's what will drive industries forward.
And at the end of the day, AI will only be as good as we make it, and it will always need that human touch. We have the ability to shape how AI works with us. And if we approach it with care, oversight, and responsibility, we'll be able to ensure that it benefits everyone.
So, while AI might change the landscape of the job market, it's not about robots taking over. It's about creating a future where AI and humans collaborate to do work better, faster, and in ways that were never possible before. But for that collaboration to be successful, we need to ensure that the human qualities that make us who we are, our creativity, empathy, and intuition, remain central to the work that we do. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's session. But before we go, I want to give you all a little sneak peek of what's coming up in our next episode. We're going to shift gears a bit and dive into one of the most pressing questions surrounding AI today. Can we trust it? And should we? In episode 4, we'll explore the safety of AI systems, what governments and tech giants are doing to regulate them, and the potential dangers lurking in the world of deepfakes, election interference, and AI-driven scams. We'll also ask the tough questions. Can we pause AI? Should we limit it? And what does a safe AI look like? Plus, we're going to talk about the long-term future of AI, including the big, bold idea of artificial general intelligence, and whether we could ever coexist with sentient machines.
That's going to be a fascinating conversation, JR. And it's definitely going to stir up some mixed emotions, excitement, fear, awe, and maybe a few existential questions.
And we've come to the conclusion of AI Innovations Unleashed today, where the future is always now. If you enjoyed today's dive into the world of intelligent tech, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. So, stay curious, stay informed, and we'll help you discover what's next in the world of AI.